Good morning, everyone. My name is Katie Max, and I am so excited to have the opportunity to interview one of my most favorite people, my co-author, Lena Lombard. She is an incredible person, so you are going to be in for such a treat. Lena is a licensed marriage and family therapist, master hypnotherapist, psycho-spiritual energy sound healer, and life business coach. She created Inner Success Transformations, powerful tools to accelerate the healing of the mind, body, spirit, and emotions. And she has 30 years of experience supporting her clients to relax and transform their lives. Lena sees individuals, couples, and families in her office on a creek in Saratoga, California, and also works intuitively with clients on the phone and through distant healing. Lena guides you to release negative core beliefs, painful emotions, blocked energy, and traumas holding you back from reaching your goals and your dreams. And her positive support helps you manifest loving relationships, successful careers, vibrant health, and a fulfilling, purposeful life. Lena also facilitates transformational play shops, including the Law of Attraction, In Action, Seven Keys to Vibrant Health and Life Wealth, and Healing Energetically with Dolphins. So she is an amazing woman. You're going to have the opportunity to hear all about her, and I am so happy to be sharing the co-authorship with her. So Lena, welcome. I'm so excited for people to hear what you have to say.
Wow, that was quite an introduction, Katie, and coming from you, it means a lot to me. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Well, everyone is in for a big treat. So, you know, Lena, I would love to hear from you. What is authentic alignment to you?
Well, authentic alignment is really your spirit and your soul calling you to do those activities in life that really feel right to you, that you're passionate about, that bring you that sense of happiness, fulfillment, good energy, and why you're here on the planet.
That's beautiful. It's just very much connected to purpose, why you're here.
Yes, absolutely. And that is why my chapter is called Empowering Your Divine Life Purpose, Seven Keys to Loving Yourself and Your Fulfilling Life.
It's a great chapter. So I'm very curious, what made you want to write about that?
Well, to be honest, my brain was going in so many different directions about how to really embrace this topic from my heart and from my soul's calling. And of course, like everything else in my life, I trust my higher guidance to reveal to me the words and the path that I need to be taking to really fulfill my own dreams, but also to contribute to society, to support people in their families and their communities on many, many, many levels. And I've been blessed to have really downloaded, so to speak, so many tools that I've been not only introduced to in classes and through my training as a therapist, but also my connection with Great Spirit, God, Source Energy, all that is, the universe, whatever name you put on it, it's that higher energy that is way bigger than any one of us on a personal level.
So true. That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. So will you say a little bit about why empowering your divine life purpose, seven keys to loving yourself and your fulfilling life, will you say why that is key to living an authentic life?
Well, it has everything to do with really telling your truth, what is in your heart, What is it that you need to express that is uniquely yours and in the way you say it and the things that you do that's unique to you and, you know, similar to what other people are doing, but it's really about being real, being genuinely yourself instead of playing mm-hmm. a role that someone told you you should play or that you really believe you should be doing. And, of course, there's lots of roles that I play in my life, but I don't look at them as roles. I'm choosing what I'm doing and the people I'm doing it with. So I am empowering myself and others by being honest. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's being authentic and living my purpose from that place.
Mm. It's so great. And choice is so powerful. It's just mm-hmm. choices transforms everything when we're, you know, able to choose rather than feeling the have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what's the most important thing that you want people to know about your chapter?
Well, gee, that's a really good question. The important thing I want people to know is that they do have a choice, back to that word, that we can choose, and you out there can choose whether to look at your situation in just a negative way and be a victim of your situation and your circumstances, or whether you're going to see it as a learning experience and an opportunity to rise above what's going on and to really resolve your own issues by your attitude and by just your willingness to grow as in your emotional life, in your spiritual life, and within yourself, being your best version of yourself, whether you're focusing on issues in your family, in your career, with your health, with just being in line at the grocery store and somebody's like cuts in front of you. You know, how you deal with everything
mm-hmm.
is how you deal with, you know, whether you're going to be a victim or whether you realize that, hey, you volunteered for this on some level. You have a soul contract to play out these situations that you find yourself in, and there's a reason for them. And mm-hmm. when you realize that it's happening for a higher purpose, then you may embrace what is the learning about and how can I grow from this and do better in the future and have things work out better and more in, I'm more, by letting go, I'm more in control. It's a real interesting paradox.
That is. You want to say a little bit of, more about that?
Sure.
Just that paradox?
Yes. I'll just say from my own experience, when I find myself in a situation that is quite challenging and it makes me really dig deeper in myself to define ways to be positive, it's kind of a way of looking at say manure in just a negative way. Oh, that thing stinks, and you know, I don't want anything to do with that, and let's just leave that to someone else to handle. But when I embrace it as that's what we need to grow our food at times, you know, in a natural way, I'm really connecting with the positive of it instead of just looking at it as a negative situation. It's food to grow.
Mm.
It helps our food grow, and it's what helps us grow, whatever we're saying is that manure in our life.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. I love that. That's really, really good because it's so true. So, you know, Raina, one of your topics in your chapter says, discover what your soul is calling you to do. Will you share a little bit about that?
Right. Well, there's three ways where we find out really more about who we are and our divine life purpose. And some people just intuitively know at a deep instinctive level from their early childhood why they're here and really who they are. It's obviously not refined. It hasn't played out yet in their life, but they have an intuitive understanding. And on some level, I did know this. And I knew it through being attracted to Broadway tunes and watching, celebrities on television singing and dancing. I knew that that was part of my purpose, was to bring joy into people's lives. And children do this. They are basically very joyful beings. And doing your purpose in life and being purposeful means being joyful and having fun doing what it is you're doing. Bring that element in to lighten it up. So that's an intuitive knowing at a young age. So it can happen at really any age. And as we grow, we'll have experiences that open us up intuitively if we're tuned into that happening for us, those aha experiences, which sometimes like a 2x4 hitting you over the head. You know, sometimes we get it really, you know, the big wake-up call. And those are understandable, too. I call them course corrections. And spirit's guiding me in one direction, but I thought I knew better. And so I'm going in this other direction. And all of a sudden, boom, the brakes go on. And I'm like stopped in my tracks and I have to regroup and take a look at where I really need to be going in life. So that's one. The other is, some people just naturally have a pretty positive childhood and they put themselves in situations, you know, with groups of people where they enjoy participating in worthy causes. And these types of groups and activities shape their conscious decisions. And this happens all the time when you're attracted to a particular interest you have, say, whether it be into cars or women in business or other community activities and causes. There's so thousands of them. And so this is a way to just really get on board with being more of who you are as a contributing member of society and wanting to be a do-gooder, whether it's about the environment. For me, I run a group called the Awareness Network, so I support other spiritual teachers and healers and lay people learning about their spirituality and their personal growth through this community we formed. And out of my interest in being a support person and also getting my information out there, I let myself speak there every year along with the other speakers. So rewarding experiences is another way to really be in tune with what your spirit is calling you to do. Mm-hmm. And then the third way I talked a little bit about, and that was through spiritual crisis. And that was when you got hit in the head with the 2x4. And so these experiences can threaten your being and deeply shape you at your core. You may feel out of control and really anxious or go into despair or depression. And there's a lot of spiritual pain involved with spiritual crisis. But I like to call it spiritual emergence, because what comes out of it is usually a rebirth experience into who you are becoming more of, your authentic self, ready to live more of your divine life purpose in the world. And that's very exciting. So I've learned to reframe spiritual crisis, or really emotional crisis, because some people don't see themselves as being spiritual, but they have emotion. And they're in pain, and they've been going through a trauma, and it's about really keep supporting them going through the trauma to the other side. So they start seeing the light. They start feeling empowered to be more of who they came here to be.
That's great. Well, we do. I mean, you know, either we get in a lot of, you know, spiritual or emotional pain, and it ends up being oftentimes our guiding light to, you know, a much deeper place.
Exactly. Yeah. And they can come into their intuitive gifts by really going deep within themselves, whether it's through meditation, through pranic healing practices. There are just so many avenues to get to the same quote-unquote destination, which is really another part of the journey that really doesn't end, that because we are eternal beings.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's beautiful. So, Raina, another topic ahead in your chapter is spiritual awakenings embodying love from God and spirit. So will you say a little bit about that as well?
Of course. Well, this, again, is about the wake-up call. In my own life, I was 23. I was in an unhealthy relationship. I really didn't know how to be with men in a mature way. My own father had died when I was 9, and I blamed myself because no one else told me it wasn't my fault. And I spent so much time and energy communing with my father on the other side, which really opened me up to my healing gifts and my intuition. So that was a blessing out of a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad was all about love. He loved everybody.
Mm.
And fortunately, I have that gene, or I have that part of me that is my dad, and it's living through me. Because I do connect and love every being on the planet, every animal, every plant, everything, which is why I am such a spiritual healer.
Mm-hmm.
I came here to be that. So by embodying love in your own life, by loving yourself, taking care of yourself, being good to yourself, no matter what or who has done anything else to you otherwise, meaning, say, verbal or emotional abuse or sexual abuse or, you know, all the different ways that we've been traumatized in our experiences, which affected our self-esteem. By healing those issues from our past, we can break free of those chains that have been binding us in our own prison
mm-hmm.
of unhappiness and negativity.
Mm.
So yeah. My work is so much about healing the inner child, the inner teenager, by infusing love into these experiences that we've had. And I do this as a master hypnotherapist. I take people back in their past just enough to experience a little bit of the pain. And then we go in and we're changing those old scenes and empowering the child or teenager or young adult or older adult, whoever shows up, to really feel the love that their parents or teachers or the bully at school couldn't show them and couldn't express to them because they were caught up in their own pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I come in and help the person really have that nurturing, loving parent or teacher or guardian, or, you know, see those kids at school, including them in activities or being nice to them or supportive in some way. So we change the scene that we have in our brain, in our mind, so that we get to experience more positive experiences than we had before. And what's so beautiful about our brain is it really doesn't know the difference between reality and what we think or feel is reality.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
So we can shift it. We can shift it. And this takes our child imagination to really embrace it and forget the head saying, well, that didn't really happen, so there's no way you can change the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Not true.
Not true at all.
No, not within ourselves. In the history of things, there's always a different spin on how everything's happened anyway. So you might as well spin your life story in a positive direction and jump into your life purpose in a higher, more spiritual way than ever before.
Mm, it's beautiful. I love that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So thank you. So, Raina, what are some of the pitfalls or challenges that women can experience when they really focus on your chapter topic?
The pitfalls and challenges?
Well, yeah, what are those?
Well, it depends on the individual person, but what mm-hmm. I'm inviting the readers to do is take a look at their own life and where they may be feeling stuck and those challenges that they're experiencing currently, and just to trust that they can transform and shift any past or present situation that they choose to.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to believe and really go deeper into their core beliefs, those that say, I'm not important enough, I'm not okay, I'm not smart, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not worthy, I'm unimportant. You know, all these kinds of negative decisions that are mm-hmm. floating around in our subconscious over and over and over again, that's holding us back from the success and the vitality and the love that we really have. So it's just all about really being aware, self-aware, to get past mm-hmm. those challenges and pitfalls and to just honestly be yourself. And you will be vibrating at a particular rate that some people in your life may just sort of fall away because they're not vibing with you anymore. There's mm-hmm. like no real reason for you to stay stuck in painful, I'll just say abusive situations when you decide that you're ready to move on. It won't feel right and you won't be able to really stand it anymore, basically. And if I don't know about you, I mean, I know you, Katie, but I'm not sure how many people in the listening audience stay stuck in relationships and careers that are unfulfilling, but you're getting the paycheck. There's some payoff for it. It's familiar. It's not really satisfying, but it's familiar.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
what I know now. And I'm scared. I'm scared to make the change. And I call that fear of success. And we all kind of go through some of that, even very, very successful people. You know, I've heard of actors and actresses that throw up before they go on stage, or, you know, the ones that end up on drugs and alcohol because, you know, the fame came too fast, the money came too fast, they didn't know how to handle it, those kinds of things. So these happen with everyday people in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to get past those fears so that
Absolutely.
we can embrace moving forward with that confidence that we are enough, we are deserving, we are worthy, and we have a unique message to share with the world from a confident place in ourselves.
I love that. I think that it's just so true, and as you know, I've been through that, and it's just so beautiful what's on the other side when we're really willing to let go.
Absolutely.
Let go of the story.
Yes, let go of the story. I've been watching you evolve, Katie, from your real estate career into being the amazing coach and mentor that you are now, and it's just phenomenal to witness
and
be part of that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, it's like I started out in development, got off my path, right, and got into real estate and learned I learned so many lessons, but it was like the most humbling experience of my life to get so stuck, which, you know, we have a tendency to get stuck sometimes, and that is really where the gift is. It was kind of the manure that helped me grow, you know.
Exactly.
It just comes back to what you were talking about. It's really beautiful when we're willing to let go of our stories and really get in touch with our calling. So,
I love how you've summarized everything I've said. It was so perfect.
Oh, good, good.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's really, really a beautiful chapter, and people are going to get so much value out of it, and it's so true. So I loved it, and I love that we get to talk about it. My
great.
Next question to you is, mm-hmm. what can our listeners do to get started with your chapter topic of empowering your divine life purpose? Like, what can they do to start this process?
Well, like I've said a few times, start going within and checking in with your own being, and because you'll have a scared part of you, you'll have an empowered, confident part of you, you'll have the mother or father part of you, the healthy person or not so healthy part of you. And it's just to be aware of all these different aspects of your personality, but even deeper, to start tuning into that higher guidance. So what I do is in my work and in everyday life, I open up to bringing through your higher self. And I connect with people's higher self for the right information and direction they need to take in life. And it's that voice that I want to encourage you to listen to, which is coming from pure spirit. It's not judging you. It's not being critical. It's just giving you information or message or sometimes a gift that you need to, if you want to keep growing and moving forward with your gifts for the world and loving yourself, that's what's going to really guide you to make the right decisions in that direction. So mm-hmm. that's what I would encourage you all to do. And of course, you know, it takes training because most of us have monkey brains and we're all over the place. And it's about centering ourselves. You know, whether you listen to Deepak Chopra or Dr. Weil or, you know, there's so many different people, including myself, who are guiding people to have these deeper, quieter communions with yourself.
Mm.
You know, Eckhart Tolle is a really good example of the stillness
mm-hmm.
within, to listen to that still small voice of wisdom and truth
mm-hmm.
that we
mm,
each
beautiful.
Have within ourselves.
Mm. I love that, Raina. Thank you. I'm sure that our listeners will want to connect with you more, Raina, because you are so spectacular. So I would love for you to share with everyone how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. The best way to reach me is by calling 408-605-9195. I do see private clients, and also I'm setting up different programs, which are going to be soon to be revealed on my new website, which is www.innersuccess.com. That's INNERSUCCESS.com. And my email is Raina, RAYNA, at INNERSUCCESS.com.
Beautiful. And I am just so excited for people to have the opportunity to get a hold of you, to go deeper within themselves. You offer wonderful 7 steps in your chapter, so it's really, really wonderful to read Raina's chapter because it will help guide you to really living the life that you want to live and love. And it's just incredibly powerful. So, Raina, I have so loved having the opportunity to interview you. I'm so thrilled that we are co-authors, and I really thank you for taking the time and sharing your gifts with all of our listeners.
Oh, thank you. I'm here to support and to be that loving light of truth in the world. And I love what I do, and I love that this is an opportunity to really connect for the right reasons. And then the money's going to flow. People are always like, oh, but if I change careers, I won't make any money. And blah, blah. And it's about trust, trusting the process, that you are being supportive. The universe totally conspires to support you in every way when you're open to it and to receive the gifts.
It's so true. I love that. Well, thank you for raising this vibration up with that thought. I love that, and it's true, and trusting the process is a huge part of this. So, Raina, from my heart to yours, thank you, and just have a wonderful day, and thank you, listeners, for joining us.
You too. Lots of love.
Lots of love.